This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Dr. Justin Coulson joins me on the line. He's one of Australia's leading parenting experts. And by the way, he's just released a new book, which is pretty amazing. Make sure you grab that, happyfamilies.com.au. Just had to throw that in there, Justin. How are you going this morning?
Terrific. How are you, Emma?
I'm good. All right. So talk to me about respectful parenting. What is that?
respectful parenting is kind of it's the name that some people in the media are starting to use to describe the way a lot of parents, particularly in Australia, are now trying to raise their children.
Mm.
And the way it goes is like this. Traditionally, parents have been, I'm the parent, you do as I say kind of thing. And
yep.
and that's worked okay for most people, I think. You know, most people are reasonably satisfied with the way they were raised, but we're all trying to do a little bit better. And so parents now are moving into what we're calling respectful parenting. Now, this is very closely aligned to what scientists would call autonomy supportive parenting, and that's what my book is all about. But nobody wants to say, I'm an autonomy supportive parent. That's really hard to say, and it doesn't really mean much. So people are saying, I'm a respectful parent instead, or I'm a gentle parent. And the way it works is this. Children still have limits, but rather than doing things to our children, we work with them. So rather than imposing limits on our children, we collaborate with them. Rather than telling them how it's going to be, we ask them how they think it should be, and then we work with them to come up with solutions that work for everybody in the family. I mean, sometimes they might say, well, I think I should have ice cream for breakfast. And we get to say, well, that would be great, wouldn't it? What do you think would be the healthier, better way to organize breakfast? What other options can you see? And so a respectful parent or a gentle parent, or an autonomy-supportive parent, pretty much just looks at the kids and says, all right, we've got a bit of a challenge here. How can we work this out together? It's a problem-solving approach rather than an authoritarian, I'm the parent, you do as I say kind of approach.
Mm, I like it, Justin. I like it. I'm going to try it.
Well, it feels nice. You know, when you think about things at work, you have a challenge at work, you do something wrong, and from time to time, all of us who are employed, we do something wrong. Or maybe if you're not in employment, maybe you're at home in a relationship and you get something wrong. Imagine if your employee or your wife, husband, spouse, partner looked at you and said, you got that wrong. I want you to go to your room or your office and I want you to think about what you've done. we'd kind of be going, wow, I got to get a new boss, or I got to get a new relationship.
Yeah.
It's not a respectful way to treat adults. And I think that one thing that the research has been telling us is quite interesting is that when we treat our children in that, well, it's a somewhat disrespectful way, they tend not to respond so well. It's quite interesting. I ran a presentation at a school to a whole lot of leaders in schools from about 20 schools around the place just last week. And we were talking about teaching our children to show respect, particularly to teach boys to respect women. And I made the comment, how many times have you heard a person say to a child, don't you dare speak to me so disrespectfully. I expect you to show respect in this classroom or in this house. And isn't it ironic that we seem to demand respect in the most disrespectful of ways? When we approach our parenting or any of our relationships with respect, we see the other person not as a problem, but as a person. And rather than doing things to them and demanding and just correcting them and directing them, we respect them. We spend time listening to them and understanding where they're coming from. And then we work on respectful, mutually agreeable solutions together.
Mm. Yep. I like it, Justin. I'm going to try it and I'm going to report back.
I'll do that. And now I should just mention one other quick thing.
Yes.
Sometimes our children will want things that are simply not appropriate. Maybe we've got a 15-year-old who really does think it's okay to go out and drink with friends at the party on the weekend or smoke some pot or, you know, do something even more concerning to any parent and unhealthy for them. While we need to be respectful, it doesn't mean we let them do whatever they want. Same with a 2-year-old that doesn't want to put on a seatbelt or that wants a lollipop in the shopping center even though we've said no. As parents, we still need to be able to say no. And I'm not suggesting that kids should run riot. What I am suggesting is that when we say no, we explain really clearly why the answer is no, and we spend time with them helping them to get it so that they're not going to have tantrums and they're not going to carry on. But every now and again, we still have to be the parent. Just like every now and again, the boss has to be the boss and say, you know, this is not okay and I need to make some very specific demands. We do need to lay down the law from time to time, but there's a difference in the way we do it. We can do it respectfully or disrespectfully, and once again, the research tells us that the more respectful we are, the better the outcome.
Okay. I'm still unsure what to do when my 5-year-old son decides that he doesn't want to listen to me.
Well, we should talk about that next week. What to do when your children won't listen? Because I've got a whole lot of ideas that I could run by you that I think you'll find amazingly simple.
Okay.
And it will increase the amount that kids listen enormously.
Let's do that, because last week you did tell me not to do timeout anymore. So I listen, Justin.
Respectful, but now your son's not listening to you. We'll figure that one out next week.
All right, okay? Let's talk about it next week. I need some help. Make sure you grab Justin Coulson's brand new book, 21 Days to a Happier Family. It actually remains at the top of the parenting, family and health genre in Dimmicks. Congratulations, Justin.
Yeah, thanks. Going great.
Awesome. Thank you. Chat next week. Have a wonderful day.
Look forward to it.